The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Yoma has been dedicated in memory of Mazal Bat Esther Baghdadi and Yosef Ben Mazal Baghdadi by their family. Ruach Hashem Tanihem Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf has been dedicated by North Fork Bank and its private banking department with Gabriel Safti. Hashem Yishmerehu V'Hayehu. We would like to thank North Fork Bank and urge our listeners to patronize this generous financial institution. On a private note, we'd like to thank Mr. Gabriel Safti for his continued support for all our programs here at Daf Yomi, Torah Learning Resources, and the Torah Center. Teskele Mitzvot. Today's Daf has been dedicated in memory of Yosef ben Mazal and Shlomo Rafael ben Mazal. Ruach Hashem Tanihem Began Eden. Amen. Daf Ayin Tet. Today's daf is being studied. Le'anin Nishmat Abraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tanihem Began Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on Ayin Chet Amud Bet. On the bottom line, Ha'ochel Kakotevet Hagasa. So we learned in our Mishnah regarding the shi'ur of eating on Yom Kippur. What is the shi'ur to be hayav? So the Mishnah said, Kotevet Gasa, the shi'ur of a large date, and we also said uchigar anita, and it's including its pit. So now the Gemara is going to analyze what does that statement mean, including its pit. Ba'e Rav Papa, the Papa asked a question. Kakotevet she'amru, the date that was mentioned in our Mishnah, bigar anita, is it referring to with its pit, o shelo? Or below garanita, or without its pit. What's the question? So look at Rashi. Begaranita or shelo begaranita. Ve'ad diktani matnitin uch garanita. But the Mishnah said, at its pit, mivele. The Gemara's question is, hechi ka'amar. What was the Gemara saying? Kamohu veche garanita yahad. Was it saying both? Meaning, the shi'ur of the date plus its garain, or the mahachi ka'amar. Kamoha. Or is the Mishnah saying oh, meaning either the size of the date or the size of the pit, which would imply that it's the same shi'ur. That's the way that she's learning. Meaning, is it a combination, keketevet plus gar'in, or kotevet or gar'in? Now, Tosafot takes Rashi to task on this interpretation. Tosafot in the Buddha Matil Kotevet says, Pirush Rashi enu miyushaf. The explanation of Rashi is not miyushav to me. Demayka mibayale. Ishelo pegar anita ka'amar. How could you tell me without its pit? Ve'anan kegar anita tenan. Which means our Mishnah says, with its pit, it doesn't say o in the Mishnah. It says, kotevet gasa, there, and its pit. So therefore, the Mefarshim, to try to understand Rashi, to defend Rashi, explain like this. Of course, the Gemara means, the Mishnah means, the Kotevet with its pit. You cannot argue. It's not all. The Sheila is like this. How do you weigh it? There's two ways of doing it. Either you can weigh it, the Kotevet, when the pit is still attached inside, or after it is separated. Now, what's going to be the difference? When the pit is inside the Kotevet, it's a little bigger volume because there's a little air space, because the date is opened up a little in order for the pit to fit inside. It's a little air space, so it creates a little bigger volume. However, if you would separate it, so now the date is crushed, like there's no air space. If you're looking at the volume of it, so now the date and its pit are separate. So that's the question in that she was. She was not asking, is it date alone and pit alone? That cannot be. The Mishnah says, ugharanita. The Sheila is, how do you measure the ketevet and the gerain? Do you do it together, or is it done separately? That's the explanation of the Meromeh Sadeh. So comes the Gemara and continues and says, Ba'e Rav Asher. Rav Asher asked a similar question regarding a different halakha. Esem kis'ora. There's a law that says if you have an etzim, a bone fragment, the size of a se'orah, se'orah would be a barley. So therefore it has the ability to be mitameh, b'maga u'masa. Somebody touched it, or somebody lifted it, it is brings tum'ah. So the Gemara wants to know the size of a barley, b'chlipata or b'lo klipata. Is it talking about a piece of barley corn with its husk or shell on it, or without its shell on it? Belaha or bibesha. Is it talking about when it is moist, or is it talking about when it is dry? Now, which means if it's has its shell on it, obviously it's larger. If it's fresh, it's also considered laha. It's considered larger. So the Gemara is actually asking the size of the barley. Rav Asher lo mebayi lehadra papa. So Rav Asher, although he had a question by the etzim, by tum'ah, he did not have a question by Yom Kippur. He knew the answer of Kippur. He just was bothered by the etzim. Why? Gasa itmar. The Mishnah's language was kakotevet gasa, which is what? A fat date. Called kamad gasa, which obviously has got to be the biggest possible. So whatever is the biggest, which means, of course, with the gara'in in it, if it makes it bigger, so that's what it is. Finished. And the papa, on the other hand, he didn't have the problem that Rav Asher had by the case of the se'ora. Why? Laha shibolet mikri. He says, if it's a fresh barley, you don't call that a se'ora. There's another terminology, you call that a shibolet. Shelo beklipata, and if it's out of its husk, ushla mikri. So therefore, it cannot be out of its kilipa. So it has to have a kilipa on it. And it has to be also dried. Because if it's moist, you call it shibolet. So therefore, according to the opinion of Yevra Papa, you have to say that it's talking about with its shell on it, dry. Because that's the only terminology that would justify the usage of the word se'ora. Rashi, ushla kari lehilkach yevesha. Biklipata, who the mikri se'ora. So therefore, each rabbi has the answer to the other rabbi's dilemma. Comes Gemara and says, Amar Rabba. Masorat Hashas makes it Rabba with a hit. Amar Rabba, Amar Yehuda. Kotevet gasa she'amru. Now we're discussing how big is this? Because we heard of shi'ur kezayit. We heard of shi'ur kabesa. What is the shi'ur of kotevet gasa? How much is it? Meaning in relation to other shi'urin that we're familiar with. So the Gemara says, yetera mekabesa. It is more than a besa. Just to put it into very layman terminologies, if we would say a kezayit is an ounce, let's say, if we're going with weight, and a kabesa will say, for argument's sake, is 2 ounces. So therefore, when we talk about a kotevet gasa, it's 2 ounces plus. Okay, that's what the Gemara is thinking at this point. Yetera mekabesa. Vekim lehu l'rabbanan. The rabbis obviously had a tradition. Debe'ate miyatva date. He says, at this shi'ur, a person already, his mind is at ease. Well, what is the shi'ur, mind at ease? Because normally, whenever we talk about a shiur of achila, it's a kezayit. Whenever Torah says achila, the shiur of eating, whether it's nevelot, terefot, shekasim, etc., is always a shiur of a kezayit, because Torah always uses the word achila. Here, the Torah doesn't use the word achila. It says ve'nitem. It has to be an affliction. And therefore, as long as a person's mind is not settled from what he ate, he's still considered afflicted. That means if he ate a kezayit, it might be called an achila, but his mind is not at ease yet. It's too small of a shi'ur to be at ease, therefore he's still considered being afflicted. So what's the shi'ur of achila, of kippur, that you'll tell me it's not an inui anymore, and therefore will be ayaf, more than a kabesa. Basir me'ache, but less than a kabesa plus, Lom yadva date. Right, his mind is not at ease, and if it's still considered inui, Rashi kimlu rabbanan. Ve'afagav dechol shi'ur achilat isur bekezayeti. Even though every shi'ur of achilat isur is bekezayet, hani mili hecha dichtiva achila. That's only where it's written achila aval hacha asher lo teuneh ketiv. The pasuk says the person who gets karet is somebody does not afflict himself. As long as he doesn't have his mind at ease, he's still afflicting himself. Metimet, and this the Gemara now asks a question from Masechet Sukkah. Maaseh, ve'viu l'Rabban Yohanan ben Zakkai l'tom et tafshir. They came, they brought in front of Yohanan ben Zakkai to the Sukkah to taste from the tafshir. They were cooking a certain dish. So they wanted to bring him to taste from it. Rabban Gamliel shte kotavot udli shel mayim. At Rabban Gamliel, they brought two dates plus a jug of water. The amru. So the rabbi said, ha'alum le sukkah. Now, you know what? Bring them into the sukkah. We'll eat these items in the sukkah. Vetari ala. And we have a braita on this story. Lo mipne shehalacha kach. It's not because the halacha is such. They were really being mahmir, which is really, you don't have to eat the shi'ur of dates in the sukkah, but the rabbi said, we'll be stringent on ourselves, so bring it into the sukkah. That was the first opinion. When they gave to the bitzadok food that was less than the shi'ur of the bitzah, now this was, we're talking about, let's say, bread. They gave him bread on Sukkot that was less than a shiur of a kabetzah, less than 2 ounces for argument's sake again. Netalo b'mapa. Well, the first leniency that he did in Rabbi Tzadok was he didn't make netilat yadayim. He didn't wash. He held the bread with a mapa, with a napkin, let's say, or a cloth. Now, that she says, not because Talacha would say, if you don't make the netilat yadayim, you have to use a cloth. Ela, he was finicky, right? He was, and he knew data. Therefore, he didn't want to touch it bare hands. So therefore, he held it with a cloth. Now, ve'achlo chutz la'sukah. Second leniency, he ate the less than of kabetzah bread outside of the sukkah. Ve'lo birech acharav. And thirdly, he did not make a beracha harona berkat hamazon. Because he held like Rabbi Yehuda Masechet Berachot that says that the shiur of Berkat HaMazon is a kabetzah. There was a mahlok, what's the shiur for Berkat HaMazon, kezayit or kabetzah? So therefore he had three leniencies over here. Number one, he didn't make netilat yadayim. Number two, he ate it outside the sukkah. Number three, he didn't make Berkat HaMazon. Look at the bottom Rashi. Netalo b'mapa v'achlo shelosha kulin nahagbo. Three leniencies he was like. Achad shelo natal yadav. He wrapped his hands in a mapa, mishum aninu tadat, only because he was finicky. Vechutz tasuka achalo, velo birech acharav. Oh, Tanat Gemara says, kabesa ba'e suka, which means we imply from Nabi Tzadok, he was lenient because the bread was less than a kabesa, implying that what? If it's more than a kabesa, food, at this point we're not making a chiluk between fruit and other items, we're assuming that the shi'ur that's considered keva, that's considered permanency for a sukkah is a kabezah. That's why the bitzadot, so long as it's less than a kabezah, he ate it outside. Oh, so now we go back. More than a kabezah, or more is a chayav in sukkah. Well, with the first rabbi, the Rabban Gamliel, they brought him what? Shte kotabot. They brought him two dates. And what? He said, bring it into the sukkah, not because the halakha says it, but because we're going to be mahmir. So that she says, al mashte kotavot namran le'en, lo shalakha ken, right? The two kotavot, the halakha doesn't demand it in the sukkah, pehutot en mekabesah, which means we're saying two kotavot are less than a kabesah. You're telling me a kabesah, and it's pit. Or kabesa plus. So we're telling you over here, I'll give you two kotavos, two dates over there, and it's less than a kabesa. So therefore, lechaura, where your shi'ur is wrong. How could you tell me that a kotavit with its pit is bigger than a kabesa? Here, two kotavot themselves. We're assuming that the kotavit is bigger than the pit. So therefore, if you have a kotevet and a pit, you tell me that that's more than a kabetzah. Here you have two kotavot. Two kotavot lechaura, if it's less than a kabetzah, certainly a kotevet plus its pit is going to be less than a kabetzah. That the Gemara says. Now the Gemara speaks to us. The is al kadatach. Kotev et gasa shamnu itra mikabesa. And if you get it, the kotev et gasa is more than a kabesa. Hashtag take kotavot belonger. I need no avi kabesa. You tell me two kotavot without it splits is a kabes. Is not a kabesa. Kotev et gasa vikaranita mi avi itra mikabesa. You tell me that a kotev with a split is going to be more. Again, the Gemara's assumption over here is that the kotev is bigger. The date itself is bigger than a spit. Mm-hmm. And therefore, if you have two dates, it's less than. Kol sheken, well, obviously, if you have a date, so plus a spit is going to be less than a kabeza. Amar Rav Yirmiya, in. Kabbalah's answer, yes. Shte kotavot belo garinatan lo avi kabeza. Yes, indeed. Two kotavot without pits is less than a kabeza. Kotevet agasa vegaranita have yitra vikabeza. But indeed, and therefore, the with gar'in in it is bigger. Which the Gemara is really telling you now, the gar'in is bigger than the kotevet itself. And therefore, when you have two kotavot, yes, that gets you less than a kabetza. But when you have a kotevet with a gar'in, which is bigger than a kotevet, it puts you over a kabetza. That Gemara says, Amar Papa, Hainu de Amre Inche. This is what the people said is a saying that goes as follows. Tre kabe de tamre. If a person has two kav, kav is a shi'ud, two kav of dates. So the Gemara says, had kaba de kashiata vesariyah. If you break it down, you'll have one kav plus of pits, and the rest is dates. So what do you see? In two kav of dates, you have more pit than date. So you see that the pit is greater. Again, when the saying goes, two kav of dates, break it down. You'll have one plus kav of kashyata. Kashyata is pits. So then when the pit is greater, therefore, yes, when you have two kekotevets, that's why the rabbis didn't bring it in the sukkah. Why? That's the kabesa. But you know what? We'll bring it in. We'll be mahmir. We'll be mahmir. Rabbi Tzadok wasn't mahmir. Rabbi Tzadok said that less than a kabetza, I'm not going to eat it in the sukkah. Oh, but if it was a kotev with its pit, everybody would say that's more than a kabetza. Why? Because the gara'in is bigger than the date itself. So again, at this point, the Gemara is assuming a kotevet with a gara'in is more than a kabetza. And that Gemara says, Rava Amar. Don't bring any proofs or questions from the case of sukkah. Why? Hatam haynu ta'ama mishum de'avu le'peri. The Masechet Sukkah, the reason why the rabbis didn't bring it into the sukkah, it's because the dates are a fruit. Uperi lo ba'u sukkah. And fruit do not need a sukkah. Which means, I can tell you that what? That really, two katabot are more than a kabesa. It's more than a kabesa. Two, it's more. Oh, if it's more than a kabesa, two katabot, why did they bring it in the sukkah? Different reason. Different reason. Because of perot are not hayab in sukkah. Bread is another story. But perot are considered a snack, we'll call it. And then you're not chayav to eat it in sukkah. That's Lava's answer. So it comes out we have two ways of learning the Gemara over there in sukkah. One explanation is no. Indeed, even fruit are chayav in sukkah. So you have to say what? Two kotavot are less than a kabesa. And you have to make a difference between two kotavot, between a kotavot and a spit. Rava's answer is, nah, you can even tell me that two kotavot are bigger than a kabesa. Ah, so why did the rabbis mahmir, the kavra, they have to eat in the sukkah? No, because perot are not obligatory to eat in the sukkah. Comes Gemara and says, Metive, we have a question. Amar Rabbi, Kesheinu lomdim Torah, etz Rabbi el-Azar ben Shamua. When we're learning Torah with Rabbi el-Azar ben Shamua, Heviyu lefanenu te'enim va'anavim. Everyone in front of us, figs, and anavim is grapes. Ve'achalanum achilat alay chutz la'sukah. And we ate them as achilat alay. We call that as a snack. We snacked on them chutz la'sukah. Oh, so the Gemara implies, what do you mean? Because you snacked on them, you ate them outside the sukkah. Achilat arai in. Achilat keva. No. Implying that what? If they would have eaten it as a regular meal, they would have eaten the sukkah. Which is, even by fruit, it seems there's a difference between arai and keva. We're not analyzing how much. But the point is, there is a case where fruit would be obligated to eat in the sukkah. Because the Gemara went out of its way to say, the reason why we ate it outside the sukkah is because we ate it as a snack. Implying if they would eat it not as a snack, eat it in the sukkah. That the Gemara says, no. Two answers. Ema achalnum ka'achilat arai chutz ha'sukkah. Which means, really, there was a lot of this fruit over it. Doesn't matter what the shiur of the fruit was. But we treated a lot of fruit like achilat arai of bread that you can eat outside the sukkah. Which is, by bread, you make the chiluk between achilat arai, achilat keba. Less than a kabetza, more than a kabetza. But they were just saying, the fruit, whatever the shiur was, we treated it like achilat arai of bread. Which means, no matter what the shiur of the fruit is, it has a din of achilat arai. Iba etema, we give a different answer. Achanum achilat keba. We ate the fruit. We made a meal out of it. Va'achalnu pat achilat arai bahadayhu chutz la'sukkah. And we ate bread achilat arai less than the shiur with them. And therefore we ate it outside the sukkah. Which is, the achilat arai in that state was not going on the fruit. It's going on the bread that they ate with it. And therefore, the chidush is on the bread of achilat arai, eat outside the sukkah, implying if the bread was achilat keva, you eat it inside the sukkah. But nothing to do with the fruit. The fruit, even if it's keva, you eat it outside the sukkah. So the second answer to the Gemara, it's defined the word achilat arai in that statement. Achilat arai was not going on the fruit. It's going on the bread that they ate with it. Okay. But really, on the fruit, even if they ate it achilat keva, they would remain outside the sukkah. The hadush is that since they ate achilat arai on the bread with it, therefore they were able to continue eating it outside the sukkah.
But both seem to say the same thing.
No. The first answer is coming along to say that fruit, no matter what you eat, is always considered arai.
Right.
Meaning, compared to bread, right?
It's always arai.
No matter how much fruit, is always arai. Right. Second answer, yeah, result is the same point, that no matter how much fruit, you don't have to eat in the sukkah, but we'll say even if you ate an abundant amount of fruit, which that was your meal, but you ate bread with that, and the bread is considered arai, still they ate it outside the sukkah. So the only difference in the answers is the word arai. Is it going on the fruit, or is it going on the bread that you ate with it?
That's the point.
So comes the Gemara and says, no, we go further. We go up. Correct. Let us bring a proof. Lefichach. We have a statement. Some take out this word lefichach. Okay. The Gemara is going to try to prove over here that fruit does not need sukkah. Okay, like we're just saying till this point. We have a shita in Masechet Sukkah of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says you have to have 14 meals in the sukkah. That's his obligation. We don't hold like Rabbi Eliezer. We just have to eat the first meal in the sukkah on the first night. But Rabbi Eliezer says no. You have to have 14 meals. There will be two meals a day for 7 days. So the Gemara there says imishlim b'mine targima yatsa. So if you ate in the sukkah, which the Gemara calls binet targima. Binet targima would be explained as types of dips, as she says, liftan, or condiment items and stuff like that. Non-bread items, but items that you normally eat with bread, we call that binet targima, it counts as a sa'udah.
No bread.
Yeah, not that bread, which means binet targima, that already counts as a sa'udah. The isal kadatach, peri ba'u sukkah. And if you're telling me that perot, need a sukkah, nitni perot. Why do you say mine targima? Let him just say, if perot are obligated in sukkah, so say perot, which means just come along and tell me that what? If you ate perot in the sukkah, that's considered a seuda. Right? Targima, for example, is meat and fish. So therefore, which means give me bigger leniency. Right. Give me fruit. Guy go into fruit. Ella must be what? Fruit is not considered obligated in sukkah. That's why I did not give you that example. Gemara says, "My mine targima perot." That Gemara says that's what mine targima means. Targima means fruit. And that's what he was saying. That way you can fulfill your obligation with fruit if we have no proof. On the contrary, I can tell you that fruit needs a sukkah. Or I give you an alternate answer. We're talking about a case where there's no perot. Why you choose targima? Would it be the answer? Well, this statement was made. Fruit were not so accessible. Meat and fish were more accessible. Therefore, we didn't give the example. I can tell you that fruit really is obligated in sukkah. Those are the two answers. Okay, comes to Gemara and says, Rav Zvid Amas. Okay, to this point, if I were to ask you, what's the shoot of a kotevet gasa? More than a kabesa. That's the first shita. Now we introduce the second shita. Rav Zvid Amar kotevet gasa she'amru hasera me kabesa. Rav Zvid says it's less than a kabesa. So off the bat, we have a great machloket now on how to measure kotevet gasa. More than a kabesa or less than a kabesa? Which is proof? Nitnan. We have a Mishnah Masechet Besa. We know this Isur of Hametz on Pesach. Bal yira'e, bal yimatzeh. One cannot have it in his possession as well as not eating it. The Torah talks about two types of Hametz. Hametz and Seor. What is Hametz and what is Seor? Hametz is an item that became leavened. Classic example, bread. Seor is more like the yeast, is the leavening agent. Seor has the ability to make other things hametz. And hametz is hametz that cannot make others. You put hametz in something, it's not going to make it hametz. But the seor in itself is asur and has the ability to make other things hametz. So obviously, what would you say is worse? Hametz or seor? Obviously, seor is going to be worse. When I say worse, logic would dictate you'd be hayav on a lesser shi'ur of seor than hametz. Okay? Chedat Gemara says, Ditna. We learned in the Mishnah, Beit Shammai Omrim, Seor Bakazayit. Shi'ur of Seor, Kazayit, already Hayab Bal Yireh Bal Yimatzeh. Hametz Beka Kotevet. Hametz, a little more. The Shi'ur of A, Kotevet. Vavinan Ba. So now the Gemara wants to analyze Beit Shammai's opinion. My Tama de Beit Shammai. What's the reason of Beit Shammai? Well, Nikhtov Rahmana Hametz. The Torah says Hametz and Seor. It discussed both. So otherwise, the Torah should have only written, or could have only written, Hametz. Right? Ve'lo ba'e Seor. You did not have to write Seor. Ve'ana Amina. And I would have said to myself, Uma Hametz, she'en chemutzo kashe, which means, regarding Hametz, that it's not considered strong, asur bekezayit, and still it's asur to have a kezayit of it. Seor shehemuso kashe. Seor, which is the real leavening agent, it's strong. No, kol sheken, all the more so kezayit. Which means if on the lenient item, the shiur is a kezayit, kol sheken on the stringent item, the shiur is going to be a kezayit. Which is the Torah could have gotten away with just writing one, and I would learn the other from Medepalginu Rahmana. But from the fact that Torah separated them, it talked about Hametz and it talked about Seor, Limda, it taught us, Decha, Shi'uro shel zeh lo kishi'uro shel zeh. Must be the Shi'urim are different. You can't learn one from the other. Must be they have two different Shi'urim. And what are they? Seor bakazayit. Seor, we're going to give the more stringent shi'ud. Kezayit, even a kezayit is going to be asur to have in your house. The hametz bekakotevet. And hametz is more. What's more than a kezayit? Kakotevet. Now, according to Beit Shammai, his point is that hametz is more lenient, therefore you get a bigger shi'ud. Point is, you need it to be more than a kezayit to make sense. More than a kezayit. I mean, seor is a kezayit, hametz is Kezayit plus. Now, why did he jump to a Kakotevet? If a Kakotevet is a Betza plus, what do you mean? Say Betza. He should have just said a Betza, which you're looking for the next level up after a Kezayit. To make sense. So you went Kezayit. The next logical thing is, we're more mahmir by this, we're more mekel by this item called hametz, going to have more of it before you be ayat, say kabeza. So the Gemara says, v'isan kadata kotevet agasa shamnu yetera mekabeza. If you're going to tell me that a kotevet agasa is more than a kabeza, mechdi, let's analyze. Bet shamay, ashi'ura dinafish mekezayit kamehadre. All Bet shamay is looking for is a shi'ur more than a kezayit. Litni, Kabesa! Just let him say, Kabesa! V'iname ki adade ninu. And even if you want to tell me they're equal, maybe you want to tell me that a besa equals a kotevet kasa, they're equal. Nitni kabesa. Say the more used language. Normally when you're giving shi'urim, you give besa. You don't use me shi'ur ka kotevet. Ela, what do you have to say? Lav shma'mina kotevet pehuta mekabesa. So when Azvit proves some bet shamay, it must be less than a kabesa. So it's giving you the first interval. Between from kezai, the next step up is what? A kotevet. After kotevet, the next step up is a besa. But therefore, kotevet according to Azvit is indeed less than a shi'ur of a kabesa. That's proof. That Gemara says, mimai. Who told you that? Dilma le'olam le'malah kotevet gasa shamru yetera mekabesa. Really, I'll tell you what, that it's more than a kabesa, like we're learning until now. Hastama kabesa. Right, kotevet gasa shamru yetera mekabesa. Hastama kabesa. There's a difference between a kotevet gasa and a kotevet stam. Kotevet gasa is more than a kabesa. Kotevet gasa is more than a kabesa. Kotevet stam is a kabesa. Rashi, kotevet stama kabesa, ubet shamay kotevet stama amud. Bet shamay is talking about a regular kotevet. Again, you have to say that what? That bet shamay could have used the lashon of kabesa, since that's the more commonly used shiur. Hashi, for example, in tumat ochlin, when we talk about the tumah, the shiur of tumat ochlin, that the food can become tameh, they use the shiur of kabetza. It's a more commonly used term. Still, you have to say, but Shema used the shiur of a kotevet. So there's a difference between kotevet and kotevet gasa. The inameh. And we can say another interpretation, inameh also, ki hadade ninu. Which I can tell you that what? That the egg and the date, the regular date, is the same shi'ur. V'hada minayu nakat. Right, like we just said, and he just chose one of them. He could have chose egg, it could have chose date. He chose hada minayu, he chose one of them. So actually the Gemara is telling you, in a chenameh, Bet Shammai just chose either or. Also, we're back to the question. Ela me'ach, how do you know that a shi'ur of a kotevet gasa is less than a kabesa? From here, ad kama mizaminim, which means, how much does a person have to eat of bread to be part of the zimun? Now the Gemara over there in Berachot discussed that the one that used to make zimun, he used to make also the Birkat Hamazon. So really the question is, how much bread do you have to eat to make Birkat Hamazon? So the first shita says, ad kezayit. Like we learned the Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Yehuda omer, ad kabesa. So Gemara says, "B'mai kame palgeh? What's the machloket? How much you have to eat to make berkat Amazon?" Rabbi Meir sabar ve'achalta zu achila. When it says basuk ve'achalta ve'sabarta uberachta, that's the source of berkat Amazon. So what does achila mean? Eating. Ve'sabarta zu shetiya. Ve'sabarta is not eating. Sabarta means drinking. Ve'achila bekezayit. We know what's the shun of achila, and whatever the Torah says ve'achalta is kezayit. Rabbi Yehuda sabar ve'achalta ve'sabarta achila sheyesh ba sevi'a. It's a type of eating that brings satiation. Ve'eze, what is it? Ze kabesa. That's referring to the shiur of a kabesa. Ve'is al kadatach If you're telling me, like you wanted to learn above, that the shi'ur of a kotevet gasa is more than a kabesa, hashtag kabesa sabu'e misaba'a, you're telling me that what? A kabesa satiates, right? Because that's a shi'ur. Da'ata lo miyatba, it satiates, but it doesn't ease a person's mind. Which means on Kippur you tell them you can eat a kabitza. You can't eat more than a kabitza. What are you talking about? If it brings satiation, the chaura, if it satiates, it rests the person's mind. So therefore, how could you tell me that a kotevet kasa is more than a kabitza? Meaning, if you eat a kabitza on Kippur, you're not hayav. Why? Because you're telling me up to a kabitza plus no ease of mind. And on Kippur, that's the judge, right? The judgment is ease of mind, because this is ve'initem. What are you talking about? The Gemara is telling you over here, the reason why you have to make merkat mazon and a kabesa, because it's considered kedeh, sibiah. What do you mean? It satiates, but it doesn't ease a person's mind? So today the Gemara says, El alav shma'amina, kotevet gasa she'amru pachot me kabesa. Kabesa me sabah. Which means you have to say it's less than a kabesa. When does the shiur of ease of mind come? Less than a kabesa. Less than a kabesa, you get ease of mind. Kotevet. When does the shiur of sivia come? At a kabesa. So that's Nav Zavid's final proof. Again, for Hayav and Kippur, it doesn't say sivia. The shiur of Kippur is what? My mind is at ease. When does my mind get at ease? Even less than a kabesa. I might not be full. But already, that just eating that shiur already, my mind is at ease. Also, Birkat HaMazon, according to Rabbi Yosef, no, you have to have sivya. That's a little more. And therefore, it makes sense. Again, I say one more time. The shiur of Birkat HaMazon, according to Rabbi Yosef, is how much? Kedeh sivya. The akhilta, the sabarta. The akhila has to be an akhila that brings to sivya. What is that? Kabesa. Oh, so now we know that a kabesa satiates. Now, if you're learning like you learned till now, that a kotevet gasa is more than a kabesa, so you're telling me a kabesa satiates. If it satiates, all the more so, it eases the mind. So how can you tell me on Kippur, you're not hayav until you eat a kabesa plus? Already in a kabesa, you should be hayav. That the Gemara says, you're right. Kotevet gasa is less than a kabesa. It's on the other side. It's less than a kabesa. And therefore, less than a kabesa eases the mind. Hayav on Kippur. Once you get to a kabesa, it satiates. Berkat HaMazon. Now that's the proof that a kotevet gasa must be. So it comes out of this gemara, a mahloket, a great mahloket, how to measure kotevet gasa. Is it more or is it less than a kabesa?